My name is Linda Gregerson. The poem is Passover. 1. Plague of Darkness. You point a camera at a kid. The kid will try to smile, he said. No matter part of his mouth is missing, eyelid torn, the rest of his face such a massive infection and half-healed burns, they'll never make it right again. You know what the surgeon found in his scalp? Pencil lead. 6 broken points of it. Puncture wounds, some of them 12 months old. They figure the mother made him wear a ski mask for those 1,000 and some odd miles on the bus, or why didn't somebody turn her in? The kid is 8. The camera belongs to forensics, and he thinks he's supposed to smile. Do the math. If anyone here were in charge, my vote is scrap us and start over. 2. Plague of Frogs. Indicator species is the phrase, I think, which means we pour our poisons in the streams and swamps, and these poor creatures grow an extra leg or lingual tumors, or a cell wall so denatured that the larvae fail. In my new favorite movie, it begins as rain, a burst of guts and mucus on the hero's car. The hero, such as he is, poor man, who's lost his gun and now is lost himself before the windshield's slick indictment. Throat of frog, webbed foot of frog, split belly, sliding down the glass in red and yellow close-up, thence to join the carnage on the street. Boot deep now. Bread of neither air nor water, but of God's disgust with humankind. Behold them, said the prophet, in thine ovens and thy kneading troughs. And then he said, take, eat. This is the body you have made. 3. Plague of Locusts. Because there's never enough. No, not in this bright field of surfeit. Milk rings on the phone bill. Tracked in honey where the cats came through. Lost homework. Last year's coggins on the tack room floor. My neighbor back in Somerville had only the narrowest path to walk. From table to toilet, toilet to bed. The rest was floor to ceiling with what normal people throw away. I see how it comes to this. Never enough of it battened down. I lose my pills, he said to me once. They're rolling around on the floor somewhere. The Parsis bring their dead, as Zoroaster is construed to have taught them, to Malabar Hill, where when the world was well, the birds restored them to simplicity in 90 minutes flat. The birds are purpose-built for this. Their scabrous faces bear a nearly periphrastic kinship to the fetid stuff they tunnel in. Oh, who will come who will not choke? The birds cannot keep up. 4. Hyssop, lamb. Explain to me the writing on the doorposts, will you? Now, while the angel gorges on them and theirs. Each that was first to open the matrix, first still matters in this first world. That much I have seen and do in part acknowledge. Archived in the space behind the lintel and its hasty script, a logic of division that has made the world articulate, a portal for each fine discrimination of the covenanting mind. And heaven has its discards too. There's not a book I know that tells me otherwise. I'm having trouble reading in this light, though? Was it something in the water? Or before?